Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. We don't usually do open forum on Wednesday, so it's a treat when we get to do it. Open forum means any question that you have about the life, the faith, the history, the teachings, the habits of the Catholic Church and Catholic people. We're happy to address those questions. The number, 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is our guest this hour. Second hour, Tim Staples will be here. And in addition to taking lots and lots of calls over these couple hours, we will be coming to you and asking for your help and support. We do that four times a year, each quarter we do, just for a few hours. We don't even take a whole week. Just take a few hours each quarter to ask you if you can support Catholic Answers live and all that we do here at Catholic Answers. And that's a different number. If you're able to support us, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000 or online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy Akin, we also have a match this hour.
Yeah, we do. $5,000. Someone has very generously agreed to match your donations up to $5,000. So it's a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's a real match. If we don't raise the $5,000 in this hour, we don't get the $5,000 match. So we really need you to call in. The number to do that with is 888-291-8000, and we'll be repeating that number through the show just to get us started with our first repeat. It's 888-291-8000. Also, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. And it's really important that you do so because we're starting from ground zero right now at the beginning of this hour on that $5,000 match. We need to hear from you, so please call us 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you are part of a Catholic media revolution. Even a decade ago, it's unlikely that you would have been listening on the station you're listening to right now, to Catholic programming. Two decades ago, almost certainly you would not. And or on television or on the internet, there's a real flowering of Catholic media, and we need it. It's kind of a just in time kind of thing. You feel that the culture has become a bit unhinged, I would say, unmoored in many, many ways, and needs grounding both in the faith and a return to reality, actually, to the reality of who we are as human beings. We talk on this program quite a bit because we're Catholic about the natural law and understanding that written on our own hearts, there is a moral law, and God has given us a great deal of help in following it. The world needs to hear these messages. And if you're part of the revolution, could you support the revolution? And you support this effort of Catholic Answers? We know you have local radio, Catholic radio stations to support. That's very important because those provide the signals, and we don't own any towers. We don't do that. We provide content. We produce these programs. We bring you the guests that we're able to bring you each day. And little by little, we're branching out into every area where people are, because that's where the gospel needs to be, wherever people are. So that's all something that you are part of when you support Catholic Answers. We believe deeply in it ourselves, and we hope you do too enough to support it. 888-291-8000, and we have a $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. People might be thinking, well, you had two $5,000 matches yesterday, and you have it when...
Well, through the generosity of a donor, we have another one now.
Right. That's right. We have another one now. And I know we don't – well, I don't actually know at the moment what tomorrow is like. But, we'll take these things as they come.
Yeah. In fact, if you want to contact us, if you're able to make a challenge like that, whether it's a $1,000 challenge or a $2,000 challenge or a $5,000 or a $30,000 challenge, if you would care to help us out in that way, we would love to have you call in and make a challenge that we could use tomorrow to help inspire people and challenge people to support the show and recognize the value and the need to support it and keep it going the way that you do. So we would love that. If you're interested in providing a matching challenge like that, just give us a call, 888-291-8000, and explain to the customer service representative that you talk to, which actually could be almost anyone in the building right now, because we've opened up the phone lines to basically the entire staff. So you could, for example, talk to Christopher Check, our president. But whoever you talk to, just let him know that you want to make a new matching challenge for tomorrow, and we would be very appreciative. Also, speaking of appreciation, regardless of the amount you donate, we have some thank yous that we'd like to send you based on what you're able to contribute. And, Cy, what do we have for people right now?
Let me just give out the number real quick, Jimmy. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. If you are able to give a monthly pledge of $18, and those are very important to us, as we said yesterday, because they help for planning purposes. They're very helpful. They help us kind of stabilize our finances. I guess, those who can pledge monthly. And if you're able to do that in the amount of $18, we'd like to give you Benedict Up Close, the inside story of 8 dramatic years by Paul Badd. I've not read this. I just got it, and I'm really looking forward to reading it. Also, Paul Scalia, Father Paul Scalia's book, That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion. Father Scalia, a regular on Catholic Answers Live, and a fine, fine writer and priest. So we're happy to share those with you.
But that's not – I mean, if people are able to donate more, we have even more we'd like to send them.
That is true. And if you want to just make a one-time gift, that would be – we could send you that at the $200 level. So if you want to make that $18 or more a month pledge, we can send it to you, or $200. But in addition to those – we also have, and I'm just holding this up for those who are watching us on streaming, this both book and collection from the Augustine Institute of DVDs.
It's called The True Reformers, and it covers saints of the Catholic Reformation. This is sometimes called the Counter-Reformation. It was our answer to the Protestant Reformation. A lot of people don't know about that. They hear about the Protestant Reformation all the time. They very seldom hear about the Catholic response, the Catholic Reformation or the Counter-Reformation. And so getting this would be your chance to learn more about that very crucial period in church history. It'll be an eye-opening set. It's produced by the Augustine Institute, so quality educational materials.
Really good stuff, yeah.
It covers people like St. Thomas More, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Philip Neri, St. Charles Borromeo, St. Teresa of Avila, and St. Francis de Sales. And that's actually two of those are my joint confirmation saints, Philip Neri and Francis de Sales.
Well, they did a good job in shepherding you. That's for a $500 donation.
Right.
We're able to do that. So if that's a level that you are able to do and are comfortable with, if God has blessed you in that way, we'd love to send you that. And those are all from Dr. Christopher Bloom, who is also the keynote speaker at our conference coming up in September, and just a brilliant man.
So 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And as we said, we take questions during
We do.
We want to keep doing our work. We don't want to slack off on our work. So we go now to Brian in Los Angeles, California, listening on the Mighty 930 Immaculate Heart Radio. Brian, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Cy and Jimmy. Thanks for taking my call. My question is about the relation between the ontology of God and the ontology of the human soul.
Okay.
Now, I understand that the premise that God is omnipresent, that there is no place where he's not. Mm-hmm. And I also understand the premise delineated by St. Thomas Aquinas that God is ipsum esse subsistens, the subsistent act of being itself. So then I think to myself, if God is omnipresent, it must be true that God is present in an ordinary soul. Let us call him Jonathan. So given that God is the pure act of existence itself, if Jonathan meditates on the essence of his own being, that is, if he directs his consciousness solely to the act of his own existence, is Jonathan thereby meditating simultaneously on God, since God is himself the pure act of existence?
No. If God is meditating, one of the distinctions that's relevant here is you have two different beings. You have God, who is at least... The term being is used on occasion in church documents to describe God, although he's more properly described as the ground of being. And then you have Jonathan, who is distinct from God, who is not the same being. That's why we don't believe in pantheism. The idea that just because God is everywhere, that that would somehow blur the distinction between the uncreated reality of God and the created reality of creatures it involves a logical fallacy of a category mistake where you're confusing one thing with another. Fundamentally, Jonathan is a created being who is dependent on God for his existence, but he is thereby not the same being as God because God is not dependent on anybody. He is – his own existence is uncontingent and uncreated, and therefore he is distinct from anything that comes into existence like Jonathan.
I see. So under the framework of Catholic mysticism, how is it that the soul can have any contact with God if the two beings are distinct?
Just because two things are distinct doesn't mean they can that they can't have contact with each other. High five, Cy. So here in the studio, Cy and I just high-fived each other, and we're obviously distinct beings, but that didn't stop us from having contact with each other. And in the same way, the uncreated obviously has a relationship to the created, so they have some form of contact. The mere fact that God creates Jonathan means that there's some form of contact between God and Jonathan. And reciprocally, the fact that Jonathan is created by God means that Jonathan relates to God in some way. So the very fact of creation implies both a distinction between God and Jonathan, but also a relationship between God and Jonathan.
I see. So just to be clear, so in contradistinction to, say, the Eastern Vedanta tradition, no matter how much Jonathan meditates on his own existence, that act is not itself meditating on God.
To the extent he's meditating on his own existence per se, he's meditating on his own existence and not God. But if he meditates on why he exists, then that meditation is going to lead him to contemplate God because God is what's responsible for Jonathan's existence. So there is a connection between Jonathan's existence and God, namely the fact that Jonathan is created by God. And so if he meditates on things related to his existence, like why he exists, then that will lead him to meditate on God. But at that point, he's no longer meditating strictly on himself. He's moved on to meditating about God.
I see. And last follow-up, that meditation you just described, God would merely be a mental conception within Jonathan?
No, God is a real deity who's outside of Jonathan and exists totally independent of Jonathan's mind. If Jonathan ceased to exist, God would still exist. And so God is real. He is separate from Jonathan. He's not contingent on Jonathan because he's not contingent on anything. Jonathan has a mental representation of God in his mind, but that mental representation does not exhaust the independent and infinite reality that is God apart from Jonathan.
Okay. Brian, thanks so much for that call. I hope that was helpful. It was certainly helpful to me. I hope Jonathan gets baptized because
Jonathan is an imaginary construct.
Oh.
But we can give him an imaginary baptism.
It became so real while we were talking about it. Again, I want to give out the number for our fundraising drive this week, just a few hours this week. We spend with you to ask you if you can support Catholic Answers, Catholic Answers Live, and the various other media things we do and trying to share the good news and defend the faith wherever we can. 888-291-8000. This hour, a generous donor has again given us $5,000. If we can match that, then we get the whole $5,000, which means if you are able to give, say, $50, for us, that's $100. If you're able to give $100, that's $200. I would go on, but I think you have the point. And we will go now to Jim in Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Jim, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Cy. Jimmy, quick question. Jimmy, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, the Annunciation as we know it in Luke, and said that the Holy Spirit would overshadow you, mm-hmm. when did that overshadowing actually take place? Did it happen right then and there when the angel announced it, or was it like a couple hours later, a day later? I mean, it probably really doesn't matter, but every time I play the Joyful Mysteries, I always think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, when did it actually happen?
We're not told. And there is a tendency, I guess, as part of devotional, Catholic devotional life or Christian devotional life more broadly, to assume that it happened right then and there. And so, like, if you go to Nazareth and you go to the Basilica of the Annunciation, which is built over a cave that may have been it is a first century home from Nazareth, and it may have been Mary's. But you'll see in Latin, the word became flesh, and then they'll add hic, here. And and sometimes people will assume that Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit at the moment Gabriel told her this. That's not clear in the Bible, though. That's kind of a pious thought, but it's not really clear in terms of what Scripture says, because at least in the Greek version here, Gabriel is using the future tense. And so that means that there could be a gap in time, obviously not a very long one, because Jesus was born not too long after John the Baptist. And so it presumably wasn't too long of a time afterwards. But the basic answer is we really don't know. Scripture doesn't give us that information. But presumably either then or shortly thereafter.
All right, man. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Again, 888-291-8000 is the number.
We've got that $5,000 challenge we're working on this hour. So
right.
This hour is already a third over. We've only got like 40 minutes to work on that challenge. So we really need people to get on the line and go to the website. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000, and it's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you know what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians? God loves a cheerful giver. So God will be really pleased if you're able to call up in whatever amount you can afford and cheerfully support Catholic Answers Live and join the people who are making it possible to bring this great information to people all over the country and all over the world. So call us, help us make that $5,000 challenge, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And when you support Catholic Answers, I can tell you this, you're providing sustenance to us. We're not trying to put money in the bank here. This is money that goes directly to us being able to perform the functions that we currently function. And hopefully, one thing we would like to do is expand those,
right,
the number of functions.
In fact, you and I were just talking earlier today, about different things we can do to help expand Catholic Answers and its Catholic Answers Live specifically and its presence online so that people can tap into it more easily,
right,
and get out to more people with the message.
Right. And there are – I mean, there's – one of the things Tim mentioned yesterday too is we have – he didn't say this, but I will say this. We really have very impressive apologists here, not all of whom appear on the air. He mm-hmm. mentioned Peggy and Michelle.
And, uh-huh.
And but there is a workload.
And they're welcome to appear on the air, but they – you know, they feel they're
so funny. I just asked Peggy the other day. Come on, mm-hmm. Peggy, but you know what? One of her real gifts.
They prefer to work in other media.
Yeah, and one of the real gifts that Peggy has, and not even to, we'll get to Michelle another time. But I'm just thinking of this mm-hmm. because I was just speaking with her. Is she really loves to spend time one on one with people?
Yeah.
And help, you know, in a one on one way.
In a way that we can't hear on the air.
Right. And that is an area of our ministry that could expand easily. And there'd mm-hmm. still be plenty of work for everyone because people from all around the world call or send emails, or I don't know how else you get these. They probably get them in the mail.
In the early days, it was mostly through the postal mail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that part of our ministry is something you don't see. But Jimmy, I know you're working on that virtually every day. Tim's working on that. You're answering people's questions.
In one method or another.
Yeah, one way or another. Right.
Yeah.
And so we would like to be able to expand there. We would also like to be really doing programming and using channels that reach in all kinds of different groups in all kinds of different places. Particularly, I suppose, there's always this we feel like we're doing well with adults, but we'd like to do things that will appeal to younger people, people who consume media in different ways. And when you support us, that's what you make possible. 888-291-8000 is that number. We have a $5,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000, or you can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
But it's important that you do it now, because we've got now just about 40 minutes remaining in this hour for that $5,000 challenge. We have not yet heard how we're doing with regard to the challenge, but it's very important that you call in and help us out right now, or we don't get that match.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. This is what we do every day. We take calls, so we're going to continue to do that. Let's go to Shannon in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on EWTN. Shannon, your question for Jimmy. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. You're on the air. What's your question?
My question is, where is heaven? Like, I know, like, where is God? I know he's in heaven, but, like, where is heaven? Like,
okay. Heaven is not a location out in space or anywhere in the world that God made. Heaven really, for humans, is being united with God in our spirits, and that we can't do fully in this life, but one day if we live as God's friends, he will enable us to be with him, and it will be like being with the best person ever. It'll be incredibly wonderful. Where that happens is something that isn't really clear. God hasn't told us. The Bible talks about there being a new heaven and a new earth, and that they're going to be together. So heaven and earth will be together. But if you try to map the location of heaven, especially the present where heaven is right now, if you try to map that onto the world, well, it's not deep down inside the earth, and it's not on the surface of the earth, and it's not out in space. It's not like it's another planet. So really, the answer is that heaven isn't a single place in the world. Heaven is being united with God, but that can happen all kinds of different places. It's not a single location or a single place that you could go to. And one reason for that is because God is everywhere. God is not limited to a single location. And we sometimes picture God in a location, like seated on a throne, but really God is everywhere. And similarly, we use a picture of God being up in the sky, and we use that as a picture for heaven, but that's just a picture to make it easy for us to think about God and where he is. In truth, God doesn't really have a physical body and doesn't sit on a throne, apart from Jesus, who has a physical body. And also, similarly, God isn't confined to one location. He's really everywhere. But these mental pictures that we use of God sitting on a throne up in the sky is a helpful way for us to think about it, but it's really just a mental picture. It's not implying that there is a spot up in the sky where God physically sits on a throne.
Shannon, does that help you?
Yeah, it kind of helps.
Okay.
Do you have another? Did you want to follow that with another question, or is that enough?
Yeah, so heaven. My daddy told me that heaven is like everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's related to the fact that God is everywhere, because if heaven is being with God and God is everywhere, then you could be with God everywhere. And even in this life, we're able to be with God to some degree. You know, we can think about God, we can love God, God can help us and do things for us and be with us in that sense. But in the next life, we'll be with him in an even greater way.
Shannon, thank you very much. We have to go to take a break. I'm sure your daddy told you this, but God loves you very much and wants you to be in heaven. So we hope we see you there someday.
And the fact we're going to a break means this is an ideal time for people to call in. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You won't miss anything, but we need to hear from you.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. 2 hours of open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. 1 half hour down, 3 half hours to go. Because I am a math genius. With us this hour, Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And before we go to the calls, because we do have quite a few calls and we are going to get to them, we continue to do that even when we are fundraising, but we have to come to you once every quarter to ask if you can help us to continue with the with our mission here, which is to share, explain, and defend the gospel and the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ loves the world and so gave his life for us. And in order to do that, we do need to be funded. It's as basic as that. It's as simple as that. And this is your opportunity. If you wouldn't mind calling 888-291-8000. It can be particularly difficult to raise funds in the summertime, but our expenses remain virtually the same. And we have a $5,000 match this hour, dollar for dollar.
And, and by virtually, you mean they may even go up because of inflation.
In the summer?
Well, all year long, you've got inflation.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought you meant that there was like a...
So don't be virtually the same. It's not like we get a summer discount from people who, you know, sell us electricity or something like that to run the show.
Oh, you're right. Electricity is big for us, and we probably pay more for it in the summer.
Yeah, it's in greater demand.
And we have a five, as I was saying, we have that $5,000 match. So every dollar that you pledge or donate is going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $5,000. 888-291-8000 is the number, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, Si, one thing that we've mentioned from time to time is the fact that, you know, we know how many people are donating to support the show, and we know how many radio towers we're on.
Right.
And the number of people per tower is remarkably low. Mm-hmm. It's like 13 people per tower support us or something like that.
12 is the last thing I heard.
Yeah. And so that's a really small number compared to the number of people who are listening to the show. And it makes me think of that parable. It's not actually a parable. It's an incident from the life of Jesus, you know, where you have the 10 lepers come to Jesus and he heals all of them and only one comes back to say thank you. And in a way, that's kind of analogous to all the people who are getting the benefit from listening to the show on all those towers, and only a small percentage of them are expressing their gratitude by recognizing the value of the show and helping it go forward by donating. And so, Jesus was disheartened by the fact that only one of the people who benefited from his healing chose to come back and say thank you. And it can be a little disheartening, you know, to know that so few people in the audience are actually supporting the show. But, you know, you, the listener, the donor, you want to be one of the people that does. You want to be one of the people that steps up and says, I recognize the value of this. I want this to go forward, and I'm going to help do that. And the way that you can accomplish that goal is by calling 888-291-8000. Giving is a subject that Jesus has something to say on. In fact, one of his best-known sayings on the subject is, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And that's a theme that's picked up on in the New Testament. We mentioned earlier in the show, as St. Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver. And so we'd love to be have you as one of the cheerful givers that supports Catholic Answers Live and helps the spiritual message that we're proclaiming not just continue to reach you and enrich you spiritually and intellectually, but to reach other people, to help draw them closer to God. And, you know, we won't know in this life, but in the next life, we'll be able to see all the people who came to God as a result of what you did to help Catholic Answers Live reach people with God's Word. The number to call is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But whichever way you go, we do need to hear from you, especially in this hour, because we've got that $5,000 challenge. If we're going to be able to double your dollar, we need to hear from you this hour. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Well, just coming up on 26 minutes left in the hour, and you should know we really truly are grateful. We're very, very grateful to the person who has given us this $5,000 match and to everyone who is picking up that phone and calling to help us reach that match. All right, Jimmy, I'm going to go to calls, but I have a Bible question for you that just occurred to me. It's better to give than to receive. Jesus said that.
Right.
But isn't that one where somebody else reports that Jesus, like, we don't ever get to actually see him saying that?
That's right.
Is that right?
This is what's known. Scholars call this an agraphon. The agrapha, that's the plural, the agrapha are unwritten sayings of Jesus. That's what a in Greek means not, and graphane means to write. So the sayings of Jesus that are not written in the Gospels are the agrapha. And an individual agraphon like this is reported in this case in the book of Acts, where St. Paul recalls that Jesus was known for saying this.
It's better to give than to receive. We go now to Cara in Alberta, I assume Canada, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube. We welcome everybody who watches us on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Periscope. Cara, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Was I right, Canada? Are you in Alberta, Canada?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right, happy to take your call. What's your question?
And my name's Kara.
Oh, I said Kara, huh?
It happens.
Sorry about that, Kara.
That's okay. Anyways, my question is kind of about the Mass.
Okay.
I'm not a Catholic, but I am looking at going to RCIA this September when it starts again.
Wonderful.
And I was just wondering if you can kind of explain how priests have the power to create the Eucharist in the host at the Mass.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. So on the night of the Last Supper, right before he was betrayed, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper or the Eucharist or the Mass or whatever you want to call it. He took the bread in his hands and he said, "This is my body." And he took the cup and said, "This is my blood." And thus he transformed them initially. He was the first one to transform them by his power as God. And then he also told his disciples to do this in his memory. And so they are to do the same thing that he did. He transformed the bread and the wine into his body and blood. And by telling his ministers, who at that time were the apostles, but the principle applies more broadly, by telling his ministers to do the same thing. He gave them the power to transform bread and wine into his body and blood. And so it's really by virtue of someone being ordained a priest so that they become one of Christ's ministers who's empowered by God's miraculous power, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be able to do what Jesus did. That's how it happens. It's because he commissioned the apostles to do this, and thereby he made them priests, and that priestly authority has then been passed on to other men, because he meant this to be done through the world all the way down to the second coming. That's why in, for example, in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul, who also had this power, talks about how this is something that we do over and over again until Christ comes again. And so this is a transformation of the elements that Christ willed to be with his church and to be done in his church all the way until he comes again. And consequently, that authority has been passed down through the generations.
Okay. I never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. I just thought that do this, meaning eat the bread and wine.
No, in order to eat the elements, they have to consecrate the elements, because that's part of Jesus' action here, is taking the elements and declaring, this is my body and this is my blood, which when done by someone who has been empowered by the Holy Spirit to celebrate the sacraments, has the same miraculous effect that Jesus himself did on the night of the Last Supper.
Okay.
Kara, it's exciting to think that you might be heading into the RCIA. Will you call again if you have another question?
Sure.
Yeah, please do.
We'd be happy if you did. Thank you so much. We'll go now to John in San Diego, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. John, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me. I thought we were talking with Father Barron about evangelization, so my question had to do with evangelization.
Okay, well, I'm not Father Barron is not on the show today, but you're welcome to ask your question about evangelization.
I think Father Barron might be on the show today. I think it might be one where they're playing. They're playing a different episode.
In any event, your local station may be airing something else. But I'm Jimmy Akin, and how can I answer your question about evangelization?
Yes, Jimmy. So it's mainly in discerning how much and when how much and when we should evangelize, like in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I work among a small group of people. Most of them are Protestants. There's only one other person in there that's a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
The Protestant, my coworkers, you know, find it free to talk about Protestantism and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, jeer at Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
So I reserve myself because I don't want to, I just started there, you know, a year ago. I don't want to, bring about bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a couple times where I come out and voice my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that the after effect didn't seem to be as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
But mainly my question is in discerning, you know, how much to, you know, come forth and when to be reserved, you know, because it's
right.
I look at it as kind of a balancing act, because it's more as I grow in my faith more,
mm-hmm.
I know I have more of a responsibility to share.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
However, you know, then there's also this other dynamic. It is, you know, where I make the money to feed my family. So
okay,
you know, I don't, you know,
that's clear.
The answer is that it's a judgment call. This is a matter that involves the exercise of the virtue of prudence. There's not a single answer or a single checklist that I could give you that would tell you, well, in this circumstance do, or in this circumstance don't. But what I can do is talk about the principles. And it sounds like you already have a pretty good grasp on some of the principles. Obviously, the fact that you're in this job to make money to feed yourself and your family, that's an important principle. And so you don't want to do things in the workplace that could interfere with that. It's an unfortunate reality, but there are people who, if you're too aggressive about your faith or are, you know, rub them the wrong way when you're talking about your faith in some way, it could hurt your career. I mean, you could be denied a promotion. You could be denied a raise. You could even be fired potentially. And so that's a reality that you need to keep in mind. Also bearing in mind, you know, what other options might be available for you out there. It's not like losing one job is the end of the world. But it is something very serious that you need to take seriously. On the other hand, the fact that your Protestant colleagues have been able to share their faith without seemingly to have serious repercussions, that's something that is a sign of hope that you may be able to similarly share your faith in a way that doesn't lead to very serious repercussions. And you mentioned, in fact, that when you have done so, there hasn't been as much pushback as you expected. And so that's good. I would say, like many things in like many areas in life, it's an open question that really can only be answered by experimenting, by trying it out in small ways at first and seeing what the results are. And by feeling that out, you can get a sense of what the boundaries in your workplace are. Look at the reaction that people have. It's totally fair if someone is, you know, dissing the Catholic Church to say, hey, I'm Catholic and that's not what we believe. Or, hey, I'm Catholic and you need to show the same respect for me that you want me to show for you. That's just the golden rule. So there are a number of things you can do in that way. And in fact, you can use the golden rule and correcting mistakes that other people may be making in talking about the Catholic faith, you can use those to your advantage in conversations to get the subjects on the table, to say, hey, if you're going to be talking about this, I need some equal time here. But you only want to do that if you have to, because there's an old saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. And whereas it's sometimes necessary to say, hey, equal time here, it is even better if you can go with a positive message and talk about maybe enthusiastically about something you've learned recently about the faith that excites you and makes you grow closer to God. The more positive you can be, the more winning you'll be and the more successful you're likely to be on balance.
John, thank you very much. I hope that that was helpful to you. It's obvious that you have a willingness to share and a real heart for other people. So I hope that that was helpful. Call us back anytime. I would like to remind the listener, or maybe you just joined us and you don't know this, but it is our opportunity right now to ask you to be a partner with us to help us in this apostolate of sharing the good news.
And there's a special urgency right now because this hour – we have, and this doesn't go beyond this hour, we have a $5,000 challenge so that if you donate, say, $100, it'll be doubled by a very generous donor up to $5,000. So your $100 donation becomes $200 for the ministry. And this is a real challenge. If you don't call in and help and donate $100, we do not get the extra $100. So we have a very generous donor who will match your donation up to $5,000. We need to do that this hour, though, and there's only 15 minutes left in this hour. So by all means, give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. We have everyone in the building answering calls, so you might be talking to any number of people whose names you know, all the way up to Chris Check, the president of Catholic Answers. You can also go to catholicanswersradio.com, but one way or another, we need to hear from you this hour because that's when we have the challenge.
And if you we don't have I'm fairly sure, I don't know up to the minute on this, but we do need challenge money tomorrow if you are a person who's especially blessed, and you can, and it's within your means to support us in the amount of, say, $5,000 or $10,000, and you would like to do what someone has done for us today, for us tomorrow, and you have those kinds of funds, it is very, very helpful to us. You just give us a call at the same number, 888-291-8000. If you would like to speak with our president, Chris Check, he is answering phones today. You may have to hold for just a minute, but they'll put you through to him if you would like to give matching funds. I know Adam in the building, he told me yesterday somebody called and with $3,000.
Hey,
and
that's great.
And that's a pretty happy call to get. And we can't all do that, you know, but there are folks who can, and for whom it is within their means, and it helps a great deal. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And remember the 10 lepers, you know, where they all benefited from Jesus' healing, but only one came back and testified to the value of what Jesus had done for them. Be like that one leper who came back. If you have been listening to the show, you've seen the benefit it provides. It's enriched you spiritually, intellectually. You know it's doing the same thing for other people. Earlier this hour, we had a call from a young woman who is looking at coming into the Catholic Church, and she was able to call and get her question answered right here on Catholic Answers Live. So clearly the show is providing benefit for people spiritually. If you have benefited or know people who have benefited or want people to benefit from it, by all means, call us right now. We have less than 15 minutes to go. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go, no matter when you're listening to the show, even if you're listening on a delayed basis by podcast or whatever, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And, you know, I was thinking whenever a woman calls like that, like Kara from Alberta, Canada, or a man, and I think, I wonder how many people there are out there who have the exact same question and didn't pick up the phone to call, you know, but it solves something for you. It removes an obstacle in many cases,
it's
I'm sure.
It's all about helping people.
888-291-8000 is that number. It is open forum today, and Jimmy Akin is our guest. So let's continue to take calls. Luke in Grove City, Ohio, watching on Facebook. Thanks for watching on Facebook. Luke, what's your question for Jimmy Akin?
Hi, Jimmy and Sarah. It's really nice to be able to talk to you. My question is, I'm a little confused about two concepts. The first concept is, we as Catholics say that we can accept a valid baptism as long as it's done in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter what denomination the person goes through. But then, we as Catholics also say that there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church. So I was just wondering how those two concepts coincide.
Okay. The formula, no salvation outside the Church, is an expression that comes to us from the Church Fathers, and it has to be understood in a somewhat nuanced way. There have been times in Church history where people interpreted it to mean, if you're not a so-called card-carrying member of the Catholic Church, if you're not formally a member of the Catholic Church, then you're not going to be saved. But even in the periods of history where people tended to take that attitude, there was a recognition that it didn't apply to that there were exceptions, that there was more nuance to it than that. And so, for example, you find even in the age of the Church Fathers, where people were using this as a slogan, you'd find a recognition that, for example, catechumens, people who were planning on being baptized into the Church but hadn't yet been baptized, that they could be saved. And so it was recognized that even though they hadn't yet been baptized, even though they weren't formally members of the Church yet, they still had a relationship to the Church, and thus they weren't, so to speak, completely outside of it. They still could have a saving relation to the Church, even though they weren't yet formally members. And over the course of the centuries, theological reflection under the guidance of the Church's magisterium has deepened an awareness of the exceptions that exist. And so today, it's recognized that, well, if someone knows that the Catholic Church is founded by Jesus and that he wants everybody to become part of it and that he's serious about that. And they say, well, I just don't care. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to do things my way. And I, for whatever reason, I'm just not going to honor Jesus' will in this matter that he thinks is serious. Well, in that case, a person's in bad faith, and that will stop a person from being saved. Just like if you said, well, I know Jesus' will about adultery, and I know he's serious about it, and I just don't care. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to go commit adultery. Well, that also will cut you off because you're from God, because you're refusing to do something that you know he's very serious about. But if you aren't in that position, if you if you're a non-Catholic through no fault of your own, let's say you were raised Protestant and you've never seen compelling evidence presented to you for the Catholic faith, well, then you're presumably in good conscience and you want to do what God wants. And if you did have the evidence presented to you to show you that the Catholic Church is Jesus' church and he wants you to join it and he's serious about that, you'd say, well, of course, I want to do what Jesus wants me to do. Well, in that case, you're not putting a fundamental barrier between you and God. You're willing to do God's will as you understand it. And so in those circumstances, you're in a position that's like that of a catechism, of a catechumen, someone who wants, consciously wants to be part of the Catholic Church. That person obviously wants to do God's will. The difference in your case is you want to do God's will, you just don't know as much as the catechumen about what that is. And but you still have the same fundamental heart for doing God's will. And so in that case, the sacraments can be effective for you, including baptism. And that's because you're not deliberately cutting yourself off from God's will. You just don't fully understand what it is, but you still want to do it.
Okay.
Okay, that's a great answer. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Also, if I can say really quick, Jimmy, I really appreciated your book, Drama of Salvation. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Luke. I appreciate that call. And again, I want to remind folks, open forum for 2 hours. We have 2 hours of open forum. Next hour, Tim Staples will be here with us. We'll continue taking those calls. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. If you haven't dialed yet, you can dial 888-291. No, that's not the right number.
to help support the show is 888-291-8000.
Right.
And it's important that you do that because now we have like 7 minutes left in this hour to make that $5,000 challenge.
Right.
We've got to make that if we're going to get the $5,000. So we really need you to call in. And the good news is this is an excellent time because we are just about to go off the air. Unfortunately, we don't have time to take any more calls this hour. And so that means this is an excellent time to call in. You won't miss any of the answers that we give here on the show. This is your opportunity. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way, since we're going into a break, this is an excellent opportunity for you to call. As we've said earlier in the show, God loves a cheerful giver. It's better to give than to receive. And you want to be one of the people that recognizes the benefit of the show and helps support it the same way the lepers who benefited from Jesus's healing of them had at least some, one of the lepers, came back to say thank you. You want to be like that leper who recognizes the benefit of what's been done. And you can do that by calling 888-291-8000 or going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Just 5 minutes left till the top of the hour. You do have time to dial 888-291-8000 in order to help us make that $5,000 goal for the hour. If you are able to give at an $18 a month level, if you're able to make that kind of pledge, we'd like to send you these books, Benedict Up Close, The Inside Story of 8 Dramatic Years by Paul Badd, and That Nothing May Be Lost from Father Paul Scalia, who you hear on these airwaves from time to time. Again, it's a break we're going into. We'll be right back with more. We're going to take lots more questions. If you're on the line, stay on the line. But if you've been thinking, I'm not sure, I don't know, should I be giving? Well, now's the time to settle that and call because you won't miss a bit of the show. And you will be supporting us, helping us through these summer doldrums. Make sure that we are fully funded. Again, the number, if you would like to donate, 888-291-8000. Or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. www.thepromisedland.com, 888-291-8000. We'll be right back with Tim Staples and more Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live right after this.